Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. And I'm... why is that light blinking? Well, I guess that means the battery's low. Anyway, that's not important. We could charge this thing a little bit later. I'm running solo today. I haven't done one of these solo episodes in a while now. It feels like probably, I'd even say almost all year, to be honest. I decided to give Cody a vacation. I said, take a break, man. You know, you'll still get your quarter a week, you know, because we pay top dollar here in The Last Drop, and, well, top coins, I should say, in his sake or whatever, because, you know, he's earned that quarter. He's definitely earned that quarter, and I'll make sure to send him a check for that 25 cents that he makes or whatever. So, but he is on vacation for the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to be riding it solo. And if anybody knows me with these solo shows, they tend to go, well, at least I try to say that. They won't be this long. They'll go short. This one may go a little short. I don't know. It's a little bit later. I just got back from my my sauna salt lounge thing that I did today or whatever, because I'm about to start my detox soon. So it's a great little shop too as well. It's in Long Beach, not that far from me as well. I always forget the name of it though. Hold up, let me look this up. Radiance Infrared Sauna. Yeah, check them out, people, if you live in the SoCal area of this side of town, because they got some great services there and very, very fucking affordable, I must say. Speaking of local areas, though, if you're in the neighborhood, went back to my favorite, one of my favorite bars, I should say. I have two favorite bars, the Wellsbourne and Barcode. And I made a trip to Barcode as I was getting off a plane. And I said, you know what, I'm starving. I said, let's go to Barcode, get some cheap, great bar food. And that's exactly where I went. Not to mention, my man Kenny was there. I don't know what it is about his black ass hands, but them shits create magic. That motherfucker knows how to make a drink. Okay, I haven't been there in almost about a year. That shoryuken he made me, though, made me two of those back to back, too, by the way. Ah, phenomenal stuff. He made that drink even better. The drink was already good. He made it taste better. I don't know what the hell he's doing. But the last time I went, I remember he was in the kitchen for your boy. He hooked that food up. Now, he hooked your boy up, too, because they didn't have the chicken tenders on the menu anymore. But, you know, he hooked your boy up. I mean, shout out to Rich and Kenny and Anthony and the rest of the guys that work there. That place always stays tippy-top. Rich was telling about the prices went up. I looked at it. I said, I don't see no damn difference here, to be honest. It's still cheap. Under 10 bucks, if I'm not mistaken. I think I spent a total of... out of two drinks, tater tots and chicken tenders, which is like eight pieces or whatever it may be. I think I spent like a total of 40 bucks maybe, give or take. Obviously tip, 10 bucks, whatever, $15. Great shit right there though. Barcode, man, always comes through clutch or whatever. Good people too there as well. Music is solid. And my boy Kenny put that Wakanda Forever on, you know, because it's always going to stay forever. And obviously we was cracking jokes on Cody because, you know, that's like... the thing to do when you go to Barcode. You have to crack jokes on your mans, you know? You just got to. So today, it's whiskey week, because last week we did a special tequila week in advance with Dia de los Muertos. And we might do that every year now in November. It might be the November tradition to do. And basically what we did, well, what I did, I had the Dia de los Muertos bottles from Casa Maestre. And G4, the new Day of the Dead Anejo. We did those two. Next year, maybe I'll do the Yayo releases of Sol and Luna, because those bottles just came out. I said, well, maybe I'll just save that for the next Dia de los Muertos. So this week is whiskey week. Cody's out next week, so I'm going to do mix and match next week, and we'll wrap the month up with beer week, craft beer week. That way Cody can have a drink by the time he comes back. Yeah. If you know, if he's tired or whatever it may be, you know, because my man's got to work for that quarter. I gave him the PTO time and said I'll double it, you know, once you get back. You'll get your 50 cents raise, whatever. We'll bump you up to 75 cents. you know, because I'm just that great of a boss. I got something Timu special style, if you will. This bottle came out in June of this year, I believe. I was going to do another bottle, but both of these were sealed, too. I haven't opened these yet, but I've had both of them at the one I was going to do. I had that at a bar. Great story about that. I got that in this bar in San Diego. They had just got the bottle, and I tried it there. But this bottle, I cannot remember where I got it from, but I only paid $55 for it. And I think that's the going prices for it. It's around $50 to $60. I think I got it pre-ordered, too, if I'm not mistaken, because it was hitting the scene. I was like, oh, for that price, I might as well go ahead and do it. I think I got it at Remedy Liquor. I could be completely wrong on that, but I think that's where I got it. I've had it for quite some time now. I haven't opened it yet. I tried this at a West Coast Whiskey Club event. I thought it was all right. You know, nothing too special or anything like that. I probably would have dropped a 2.5, somewhere in that range, based off memory. So today I'm reviewing the Old Fitzgerald 7-year-old bottle and bond. Pull this bad boy. I just took the wrapping paper off right before we started recording. This is the Bottle and Bond 100 proof in those new style bottles. Basically, Heaven Hill decided to release a cheap version readily available to the public. But you know how these stores are. They are full of shit. And basically what they did on the secondary market was jack that price up. I've seen this bottle range from $50 all the way to $169. I think the prices on them have kind of stayed in around the $79 to $89 range. And that's just because Heaven Hill has made so many damn bottles, whatever. It's readily available, like I said. Because I see it everywhere. I could find it anywhere. And they always ranging in those price ranges. I will say, since the stores have found out that Heaven Hill is just dropping a shit ton of these bottles, I've seen most people sell it now for between the $70 to $80 range. Which is personally still too goddamn high if you ask me, but whatever. But the bottle design is different. It's the same bottle design, but it's instead of the nice little round decanter it comes in, this is more of a long stem style of it. And I remember people were kind of hating on it when it first dropped. I love the bottle design. I think it still looks beautiful. They replaced the little glass cork, though, with a wooden cork. Or a wooden top of the cork, I should say. I think it still looks good, too. And this one came in a little green burlap case here. It should feel stiff as fuck, too, by the way. But it looks nice. Presentation beautiful here, man. I'd give that a 3.5, if you will. You know, the presentation here is beautiful. Just opened this, like I said. Let's go ahead and crack this or pour me some. Oh, that was a crappy cork pop. That was dog shit, actually, now that I think about it. That was really bad. That didn't make any kind of noise, no moisture. Is that synthetic? Yep, synthetic cork. All right, I work with a synthetic cork because I was like, oh, this look kind of moist. Kind of zesty looking there a little bit. Let's go ahead. All right. It's too goddamn late to be having a car alarm go off. Who the fuck still uses those car alarms, by the way? I poured a nice size, but it don't even look like you put a dent in the glass there. So, on the nose, it's very soft. It's very mild, if you will. A little bit of hint of sweetness on there. Get that too. I'm getting like some burnt BMW leather seat scent. Got some bread notes on there too as well. Honestly, the nose is very generic as fuck. Now, excuse me. I will give a disclaimer. That salt room. So the salt room had halo therapy sessions in there too as well. So you got the salt blowing in the air. That shit cleanses the shit out of me. I took my mom too. We both did this. She was coughing right after get-go. my nose started just getting runny. It was just clearing out that throat and the nose and all the mucus and stuff. If you never had this treatment done and you get allergies like I do every now and then, I recommend it, because I don't even know, not know a disgusting way of not saying this, but I was tasting the mucus on my tongue or whatever. It was freaking gross, but it tells me how much I had backed up inside there. So the nose got a little clogged up because I was only in there for about 50 minutes, if you will. So I had to kind of just like blow my nose like crazy. But I felt that shit in my chest. So you might get a little distortion on the nose here, but it's very mild, and the main things I get is like bread and honey notes or whatever. I assume that's where the sweet tasting coming. Kind of like some, I can see some toasted almonds maybe too as well. But I gotta tell you, it's really weak. Really fucking weak. Yeah, matter of fact, it fades away the longer I sniff. Definitely get that alcohol. Actually, I shouldn't even say definitely. You got to take deep inhales for that. It is at 100 proof, like I said. I think the bottle's still beautiful. I know a lot of people were shitting on it, calling it the Timu Old Fitzgerald bottle or whatever. I think the bottle's beautiful, though. Still has that that regular Old Fitzgerald look to it as far as with the grid lines and everything. Oh, that's beautiful. Let's go ahead and get into the sip of this thing. Little tears to myself there, since Cody isn't here. Hey, but he's got to earn that quarter, man. That was the most baby sip I've ever taken. There's definitely a mouthfeel there. I'll give it that. Very bright. That sweetness comes through right away as well, too. You get like some dark fruit notes there on the palate, too. I'm thinking of like dark cherries, whatnot. It's not bad. I will say that. It's not bad at all, to be honest. It's just kind of middle of the road and meh, kind of in a way. Get that little bit of oak there, too, as well. I guess what the biggest complaint about it, if you will, and Old Fitzgerald can be hit or miss sometimes now. I can't remember the last time I bought one, honestly. I might have I have 2 9-year-olds and a 11-year-old, I believe. I don't even remember what I paid for those, but I got the 9-year-old for retail, if I'm not mistaken. One I bought from a bar, actually, and the other one, I got from Total Wine. The 11-year-old, I think I spent $200 on that. And the 9's like $80, I think. Or at least one of them. The other one I got from a bar, like I said. So, and those are solid. I haven't opened the 11-year, honestly. I haven't had an Old Fitzgerald in quite some time. Because, like I said, I kind of find them hit or miss. I think their flagship of these days has been that Elijah Craig Barrel Proof. That shit's incredible. The Old Fitz, though, I'll tell you one thing that they did do well was that damn Tequila Ocho. But this just comes off as kind of just middle of the road, whatever. But, comes off as generic bourbon. And you know what? Yeah, generic might be rough. There's some good notes in here. Like, I'm starting to, on the palate, too, as well. I think it coats the palate really nice. There's a nice little oiliness there as well, too, that I like. I'm getting, like, some kind of graham crackery taste on there, too. The texture is very, like, sweet. But it really goes, because it's so oily. Goes down real easy. Easy to sip on. That leather comes in, too, as well. Now that I think about it, that burnt BMW leather seat. It's nothing like it, to be honest. It comes in on the palate more so. Finish is nice. The finish is actually okay. Taking a little baby sits here. That graham cracker and honey comes through more now. honey right on the palate, the graham cracker on the finish. The length of the finish too, kind of long, to be honest. It kind of long. I taste it for a while now, you know. You get that oaky honey note flavor as well. A little bit of caramel too as well. The sweet notes stick with you a little longer. Get that touch of vanilla, and there's like a little bit hint of spice there. I was gonna say peppery, but not really. Come on, more of a baking spice, to be honest. Comes in on the finish. So there's some stuff going on here. It's just not really readily complex, to be honest. That's why I say keep it in that 50. I mean, I 50 to 70 bucks. Yeah, so 50. You can pay 59, 69, or whatever. Anything over that, I think is. No, I don't think it's worth it. If you want a trial Fitzgerald, and that's what this bottle was made. If you want a trial Fitzgerald without having to drop some serious coin on it, because those bottles are, first of all, impossible to find and just very fucking pricey now, whatever. Obviously, this is why they released this, to get you in it. I don't think it's a bad start off to get an old Fitzgerald. It's just definitely not one of those that would make me want to go out and buy the more expensive ones, if you will, unless I find them from retail. Or MSRP. But I think kind of, although I named all those notes, and you'll probably stay with me on this one, kind of comes off as one-noted. That cherry comes through too as well. By one-noted, I mean, it kind of just basically stays on what it is. As I was saying, not really complex. And one note, the main one I get is the honey and graham cracker. There's like a, obviously there's that sweet finish too as well too. But it's funny because I think on the nose I said I got that dark fruit. I'm not really getting that on the taste at all. I'm not getting those dark cherries or that plumness now too as well. It's more of the vanilla and oak that were, especially for the vanilla, that caramelized style too as well. Where you kind of getting more of the sweetness from. I thought it would have been more of the fruit. There is some brightness in there. Very subtle, if you will. It's kind of in the background, to be honest. The bacon spices, man, they don't linger at all. It kind of just hits the back of the throat. Lingers for about maybe 10 seconds. Then off it goes. Just kind of fades away there. Yeah. It's very faint now. The bacon spices that I was getting earlier. Let me close this window right there. Got a bunch of shit popping up on this laptop. I don't use this laptop for shit. It's a MacBook Air. I use this just for recording this podcast. It's already set up. Chargers in, headphones in, microphones in, whatnot, programs are up or whatever on here, the additional stuff I add on here, that's all I use this laptop for, is podcast stuff. The one on the side over there is the main one I use, but I never use this for like, oh, I need to work on something, or no, we don't do that over here. We don't do that over here. Oh, shout out to all my veterans, too. I mean, Veterans Day is on Tuesday, so by the time you hear this, which is Monday, you'd be like, Veterans Day is on Tuesday? Yeah, shout out to all the veterans out there putting their body online, fighting for that freedom that we love so much here in America. And you'll know that we love that freedom because we bring it up every goddamn chance we can, even though we didn't probably do a goddamn thing to earn it. But, you know, hey, it's the beauty of living in America. You don't have to earn a fucking thing to feel validated. Cheers. You know what? This pour is coming. It's got that everyday feel to it. It's kind of growing on me a little bit. And, you know, I kind of don't mind it. It's not something I would really recommend to the bourbon lovers out there. My rating might even be too high on this as well. It's still staying in that same range of 2.5. It might be just a little higher than I thought. I don't even know why. Now, it has a certain charm to it, if you will. I like the presentation. The taste is fine. There's nothing really bad going on here. It's got all your typical bourbon notes, the caramel, vanilla, oakiness a little as well. The sweetness is definitely just there. It's kind of overpowering or whatever. The honey and yeah, that honey is like that oily texture at the finish as well too. All of that is there. All solid stuff. Nothing really just this isn't really mind-blowing. That's why I say my rating might be too high. But I'm going to give it a 2.5 though. I think there's definitely some charm in here. Nothing too overly complex. Actually, it ain't really complex at all. It's kind of what you see is what you get, to be honest. Fine at that 100 proof. The price point is great. Bottle design is great. The color on that thing, that color is actually not bad either. I like that as well. The notes, like I said, they come off as kind of one-sided, one-notey, if you will. What you taste is what you get. Nothing too exciting, nothing crazy, nothing mind-blowingly good either. But personally, I think Old Fitzgerald has been like that for quite some time. Although I did hear, I didn't get to try it. Was it 2 years or maybe last year ago? That the Old Fitz, I think 9 or 11 year old. And I'm always blanking on the fucking numbers it is. They were pretty freaking good from what I heard. So wouldn't shock me because Elijah Craig was so fucking great. Why wouldn't those be great neither? But I will say, like, the more I sip on this, the more I could be like, all right, perfect everyday pour right here. It's got a nice little swirl on it, too, as well. That what is that? I got the blue light on it in this room right now, so it's kind of looking like a golden copper, if you will. But, yeah, I give this a 2.5. Like, the reason why I was saying it might be too high is because I really wasn't heavily praising or impressing it to, as a sell point here. But the reason why I jumped it up to that 2.5, first of all, because I was thinking too, but the price is incredible. Don't pay no more than $65, $70 for this. I paid $55, like I said. Great fucking price. All day, every day, $55. And now I'm starting to think about it as what I would buy more of these. I'll tell you this. I'll buy it as gifts. Probably not for myself to sip on because you know me, people. I buy so many damn bottles now at this point. I tend to open things for this show and then I just completely forget about it realistically. Like, when you see me do those year-end shots that I do, and you'll see, like, some of the bottles are just kind of, like, full, really. This one is still kind of full. It's at the neck, even though I poured a good amount. I don't see myself going back to this regularly. Now, I say that, but, like, if I had free time, like I used to, and I was just playing games every... Well, fucking new games ain't really been out lately, because these consoles are a failure. I would easily sip on this daily then. This would be my daily go-to. But as of right now, I don't have free time to do that. But if I did, I would pour this easily. And the more I sip on it, the more I sip on it, the more it grows on me just a little bit more. I don't think it's going to grow on me that much to want to shoot it up to a 3. It definitely fucking is not. But it's a solid 2.5. You're getting a bang for your buck here. I do feel like probably, though, at $50, you probably could find better pours than this. Actually, I don't think you can. I know you can. I would say just spend the extra $10 and get the barrel proof Elijah Craig. But this isn't bad if you want to try this. So, get one more sip of this. Yeah. Vanilla and honey and graham cracker just sticks out the most to me. It just stays that way, too. That caramelization there, too, is very sweet. But not bad, like I said. Not bad at all. All right, what time was it? All right, we've been going for about almost 25 minutes now as well, too. I think that's a good enough show for you. I'm exhausted as shit, tired. I got that rejuvenation today or whatever. That felt me feel great, but after a long-ass day, I'm tired now. So I'm going to call this a wrap. Promise you, next week, Mix and Match will be a little bit longer. A little bit longer. And hopefully, I get a special bottle. I finally got that Booker Special Reserve 2025. I didn't even know those were dropping. They've been quiet on it. And thank God I was very patient, too, because I almost overpaid for it. Because I didn't think I was going to get it. K&L... popped up with it for $150. Bless their hearts. Bless their heart, soul, and mind for that. This one shop, Diamond Bar, was selling it for around $220, I believe. $220. I was gonna pay that. I actually thought that was solid. I don't know why I thought that, because even on the last year edition, I paid $150 for it too as well. So, but that thing was so good, I didn't give a shit what the price. Well, I shouldn't say that. I do give a shit, but I thought $50 more. Not so bad for a bottle that really isn't findable right now. It's kind of difficult, but K&L came through in the clutch. They had three bottles. I actually was able to grab one. Lucky me, lucky me, lucky me. Hopefully it'll be ready to pick up sometime this week, and maybe I can pop that on the review for Mix and Match next week, because this one is aged in tequila barrels, if I'm not mistaken. I don't recall which tequila barrels, whether it was Añejo, Reposado, whatever it may be, but we'll see next week by the time this bottle, hopefully the bottle comes by then. Gonna get out of here now. I will say this, I love holding this bottle. The bottle is great here, so gets a little point, brownie points there. But as we always say now, thanks for tuning in, people. Tune in next week for Mix and Match, like I said, and then we're gonna wrap the month up with Craft Beer Week, and then next month of December, people, so we're going into that cognac, Armagnac, brandy month, if you will. And realistically, it's just the first 2 weeks, because the following 2 weeks after that is kind of our top 5 to 10 list, if you will. I'm not really sure if I'm doing a 5 or 10, but actually I'm probably doing a 10, so yeah, never mind. But with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey, drinking that old whiskey here, drinking that bourbon whiskey. Even the nose is kind of growing on me. It's too goddamn late for all that fucking noise, people. Anyway, like I was saying, godfather of whiskey, drinking that bourbon, bottle and bond, B-A-I-B, 7-year-old, old Fitzgerald, 2.5. Godfather of whiskey, thank you for tuning in. I think I've already said this. I'm repeating my goddamn self now. People, I'm looking at the timer, looking at everything else that we don't need to be looking. But anyway, like I always say, livers will never be the same, because your glasses will never be dry.